of their wilderness wandering time will have the same characteristics, and the characteristics are this: is there's going to be a union in strength among the people that enter into this experience. They will be united. And brothers and sisters, the information about the scattering is that they've been scattered throughout the nations. The people that are going to come together in this group at the end of the world are not going to physically come together. This isn't literal Israel. They're not going to all move to the literal city of Jerusalem. They're going to come together spiritually. It's going to be a spiritual unity. And this kind of unity comes from an intense study of the Word of God, accompanying with a willingness to do everything that the Word of God reveals to us. Brothers and sisters, it's time that God's people, it's always been time, but now more than ever, it's time that God's people open the Word of God anew, the spirit of prophecy, and make a covenant between themselves and the Lord that whatever He speaks to them through the Word, through the Spirit of prophecy, they will do in His power, in His strength. This will bring about a unity with you and I, even if we're 10,000 miles apart. And this is the unity that's being spoke of when God sets His hand again to gather a people, and others He intends to gather after these people are gathered together. Now, in our next presentation, we're going to consider the whole presentation in review and hopefully tie these thoughts together. And as we close this one out, I want to look at just a few points out of the present truth that was printed in 1850 with James White as a publisher, and some of his comments on what William Miller's dream was symbolizing. In one point, he says this: "The casket represents the Advent truth that Brother Miller published to the world, and as is marked out by the parable of the 10 virgins, Matthew 25, 1 through 11. First the time, 1843, second the tarrying time, third the midnight cry, and the seventh month, 1844, and fourth the shut door." Now you'll know